Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's one more from Aaron English.
Pride were played, and living was mistakes not made, and the thought of the smell of the black powder smoke, and a stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Oh, the smell of the black powder smoke, and a stand in the street at the turn of a joke. I could almost feel the weight of the gun, and it's always keep you back to the sun, and it's faster than snakes or a blink of the eye, and it's a time for all slow men to die. His eyes get squinty and his fingers twitch, and he empties his gun at the son of a bitch, and he's hit by the smell of the black powder smoke, and a stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Whoa, hit by the smell of the black powder smoke, and a stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Now the burn of the bullet is only a scar, and he's back in his chair in front of the bar, and the streets are empty and the blood's all dry, and the dead are dust and the whiskey's inside. So buy him a drink and lend him an ear. He's nobody's fool and the only one here that remembers the smell of the black powder smoke, and a stand in the street at the turn of a joke. We'll remember the smell of the black powder smoke, and a stand in the street at the turn of a joke. He said, I stood in that street before it was paved, and I learned shoot or be shot before I could shave, and I did it all for the money and fame, and noble was nothing but feeling no shame. Nothing was sacred save staying alive, and all that I learned from a Colt 45 was to curse the smell of the black powder smoke, and a stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Oh, curse the smell of the black powder smoke, and a stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Now he's just an old man that no one believes. He says he's a gunfighter and the last of the breed, but there's ghosts in the street and they're seeking revenge, and they're calling him out to the lunatic fringe. Now he's out in the traffic and he's checking the sun, and he gets killed by a car as he goes for his gun. So much for the smell of the black powder smoke, and a stand in the street at the turn of a joke. So much for the smell of the black powder smoke, and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke.
Oh. Guy Clark live at Dixie's. On the original recording of that song, of course, that's The Last Gunfighter. Hank Kramer does a nice job on that. And on the original recording that Guy Clark did, Waylon Jennings did harmony backup on the chorus. It was done more rhythmically rather than kind of like a story. Oscar Isaac up next from the soundtrack to Inside Llewyn Davis, which is loosely based, supposedly, on the life of Dave Van Ronk. But the Coen brothers go out of their way to say it is not Dave Van Ronk. Then why say loosely based on the life of in the first place, in my opinion? The music's pretty good. Don't regard this soundtrack as a definitive look at the folk music of the 60s, because it is not. A terrible version of the Shoals of Herring on here that's shortened, and, you know, it's designed for a movie. So you're not going to get complete songs. You're not going to get a lot of things. Some great performances, though, between the Punch Brothers and Martin Mumford. And Justin Timberlake does a wonderful version of 500 Miles from Home. Maybe we'll play that. And this version of Hangman, which was the audition song that Oscar Isaac, who's played guitar for a lot of, he's pretty good. Actually, the musical performance in this are much better than the movie itself. The movie's a pretty shallow treatment of the Greenwich Village folk scene, which may in itself, when you think about it, had not been all that great, except it spawned a lot of really good singers, but it was a club scene, basically. And they all hung out and created things and worked with each other, and it was what it was. But, you know, it's debatable as to whether it deserved a whole movie, and definitely it doesn't deserve this movie. Anyway, yeah. That's my thought. Alrighty. But Inside Llewyn Davis, wonderful version of Hangman with Oscar Isaac.
Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. I wouldn't mind the hanging, laying in the graves for a long poor boy been all around this world. I've been all around Cape Girardeau, parts of Arkansas, all around Cape Girardeau, parts of Arkansas. Got so goddamn hungry I could hide behind a straw. Poor boy, been all around this world. Went up on the mountain, there I made my stand. Went up on the mountain, there I made my stand. Rifle on my shoulder and the dagger in my hand. Poor boy, I've been all around this world. So hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, and I'll be wouldn't mind the hanging, but the laying in the grave so long. Poor boy, been all around this world. Put the rope around my neck, they hung me up so high. Put the rope around my neck and hung me up so high. Last words I heard her say, won't be long now before you die. Poor boy, I've been all around this world. So hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, and I'll be dead and gone. Wouldn't mind the hanging. grave. So long, poor boy, been all around this world.
Got up on Monday morning, started work before the day was dawning. Worked all day in the burning sand and lost two fingers of his right hand, but he built the sodding pyramids by evening. My old man got up on Tuesday morning, just as the early canteen queue was forming. The grub was only fit for pigs, and the bugs were running the company digs, but he'd built the city of Nineveh by evening. My old man got up on Wednesday morning, stood in line with the other poor bastards yawning. The work was hard and the wages low, and the gangers' whips were on the go, but he'd built the town of Babylon by evening. My old man got up on Thursday morning, all the seven hills with slaves were swarming. He built the Forum and the Colosseum and some fat bastard's mausoleum, and the rest of Rome he built before the evening. My old man got up on Friday morning, all around the thunderheads were storming. Up to the waist in stinking mud and blind with fever, sweating blood, but he dug the Suez Canal before the evening. My old man got up on Saturday morning, smelt the first cold smell of winter's dawning. The boss just laughed at the poor old sod who built the world and carried the hot. They gave him his cards, paid him off that evening. Got up on Sunday morning, went and gave the boss this little warning. You've sat on your ass and played at God and watched me sweat and carry the heart, but now that caper's over, chum, you're leaving.
My old man was a good old man, skilled in the molding trade. In the stinking heat of the iron foundry, my old man was made. Down on his knees in the molding sand, he wore his trade like a company brand. He was one of the Cyclops Smoky Band. Yes, that was my old man. My old man wasn't really old, it was just that I was young. And anybody over 12 years old was halfway to the tomb. He was loyal to his workmates all his life, gave his pay packet to his wife, had a few jars on a Saturday night. Yes, that was my old man. My old man was a union man, fought hard all his days. He understood the system and was wise to the boss's ways. He said, if you want what's yours by right, you'll have to struggle with all your might. They'll rob you blind if you don't fight, son. That was my old man. My old man was a proud old man at home on the foundry floor. Until the day they paid him off and showed him to the door. They gave him his card, said things are slack. We've got a machine, can learn the knack of doing your job, so don't come back. The end of my old man. My old man, he was 51. What was he to do? A craftsman molder on the dole in 1932. He felt he'd given all he could give, so he did what thousands of others did. Abandoned hope and the will to live, they killed him, my old man. My old man, he is dead and gone. Now I am your old man. My advice to you, my son, is to fight back while you can. Watch out for the man with the silicon chip. Hold on to your job with a good firm grip. 'Cause if you don't, you'll have had your chips the same as my old man.
She cried, it's time I acted, for the wasteful way they're living is appalling. Get rid of it, get rid of it. That terrible public spending, let's get rid of it. Get rid of it, get rid of it. The welfare state needs ending, let's get rid of it. She said, I'd like to mention that free medical attention is a luxury that's far beyond this nation. Health's a matter for the wealthy. Why should the poor be healthy? They're getting notions far above their station. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. That terrible, wasteful NHS. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. The welfare state is in a mess, get rid of it. When it comes to education and the working population,
consolation. Remember, friends, that I was once a teacher. If the workers know the letters and can recognize the betters, then the rest is an unnecessary feature. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. That terrible comprehensive school. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Knowledge is a dangerous tool. Get rid of it. As freedom's great protector, we despise the public sector. Yes, public ownership our rage arouses, and we sell for private profit to our pals who do well of it. Things like oil wells, not to mention council houses. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. That terrible public ownership. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Freedom's name, we say again, get rid of it. While inflation goes on rising, we're opposed to subsidizing libraries that lead to people reading. As for people's theatre art, we regard it as a farce, and a good kick up the arse is what they're needing. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. That terrible theatre subsidy. Get rid of it. Get rid of it, get rid of it. That municipal gallery, get rid of it. My proclamation, let it sound throughout the nation. Let freedom's toxin ring from every steeple. Waste is neither wise nor funny, especially when it's money. We much prefer to waste the nation's people. Get rid of it, get rid of it. That terrible greedy labor force, get rid of it. Get rid of it, get rid of it. Put a boot in everyone, get rid of it. Well, the hockey lady's vowels had played havoc with my bowels. Her message left me feeling suicidal. But my spirits rose anew, I remembered me and you. Have a recipe at hand for our survival. Get rid of it, get rid of it. That terrible Tory government, get rid of it. Get rid of it, get rid of it. It's either us or them, so let's get rid of it.
Oh, Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger from one of their albums in the early 80s entitled Kilroy was here. Song about Margaret. There's a lot of stuff about Margaret Thatcher on this. And I kind of played this because of those declassified files that came out earlier this week about Margaret Thatcher and a lot of her comments and a lot of things that she had said and had written and about her performance during the time that she was prime minister, the coal mining strikes and all that kind of thing. And, of course, privatization of just about everything and still charging huge taxes. Anyway, Margaret, let's get rid of it. For that, My Old Man. And before that, Justin Timberlake and Friends, 500 Miles from Home. Justin Timberlake did a nice job on that, actually. Boy, from Mouseketeer to Janet Jackson in the Super Bowl to 500 Miles from Home. Anyways, nice stuff, nice harmonies from the Inside Llewyn Davis soundtrack. We're going to play the very end of the soundtrack. It has a version of Dave Van Ronk doing what Oscar Isaac did in the soundtrack. This is a live version of one of Van Ronk's classics, and it's pretty good. I really kind of like the way old Dave does this live. I hadn't heard this version before.
Thank you. carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, we'll go down to Galilee. Green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. See that crow up in the sky, he don't walk. You just fly, he don't walk. He don't run, he keep on flapping to the sun. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Little Miss Jane, you run to the wall, don't you stumble. Don't you fall or don't you sing. Don't you shout when I sing, you come running out. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Guitar. Does your mama chew tobacco if your mama chews tobacco? Ooga-dooga, ooga-dooga, soda cracker, yes. Green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. When I go by Baltimore, need no carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, there's a man in Galilee. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you
old Dave Van Ronk, who was an asthmatic, who smoked like crazy, like a chimney. And, of course, all that did was make the gravel even more gravelly. Dave Van Ronk. My goodness. My goodness. Well, we have to take a little bit of a break. You should pick up more Dave Van Ronk. There's a lot of good Dave Van Ronk still available. And he was, I think, a bit underrated. And he's got some great interview footage in that Martin Scorsese thing about Dylan that you might want to check up on. And he talks a lot about Dylan, about some of the discord, about some of the things that Dylan did. We're going to hear from Dylan the next half hour. Alrighty, we're going to be right back, though. Need to let you know that Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And I'm your host, Dan Maher. And we're going to be right back for lots more music. We still have half a show to go. We still have an hour and a half worth to go. So you just hold your horses because we're coming back for lots more music. All righty, you hang on, because it's all good, man. It's all good.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
A nice winter weekend for us with sunny skies. High temperatures today, 32 in Moscow, 37 in Clarkston. Partly cloudy tonight with lows about 20 degrees. And just a few degrees cooler tomorrow with highs in the mid-20s to the mid-30s. The week ahead brings us another chance of rain or snow.
It ain't very long about an old man he never done wrong. How he died, no one can say. They found him dead in the street one day. While a crowd they gathered one fine morn at the man whose clothes and shoes were torn. There on the sidewalk he did lay. They stopped and stared and they went their way. While a policeman come and he looked around. Get up, old man, or I'm taking you down. And he jabbed him once with his bully club. The old man then rolled off the curb. Jesus Christ. Can't get it. I'd lost the verses. Come here, ladies and you gentlemen, and listen to my song. I'll sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. Just a little glimpse of a story I'll tell about an East Coast city that you all know well. It's hard times in the city, living down in New York town. Old New York City is a friendly old town. From Washington Heights to Harlem on down. There's a mighty many people a milling all around. They'll kick you when you're up and knock you when you're down. It's hard times in the city, living down in New York town. It's a mighty long ways from the Golden Gate to Rockefeller Plaza on the Empire State. Mr. Rockefeller sits up as high as a bird. Oh, Mr. Empire never says a word. It's hard times from the country, living down in New York town. Well, it's up in the morning trying to find a job of work. Stand in one place till your feet begin to hurt. If you got a lot of money, you can make yourself merry. If you only got a nickel, it's a Staten Island ferry. And it's hard times in the city, living down in New York town. Mr. Hudson come a-sailing down the stream. And old Mr. Minuet paid for his dream. Bought your city on a one-way track. If I had my way, I'd sell it right back. And it's hard times in the city, living down in New York town. I'll take all the smog in California, and every bit of dust in the Oklahoma plains, and the dirt in the caves of the Rocky Mountain mines. It's all much cleaner than the New York kind. And it's hard times in the city, living down in New York town. So all you newsy people spreading news around. You've listened to my story, you've listened to my song. You can stamp on my name, you can try and get me beat. When I leave New York, I'll be standing on my feet. In hard times in the city, living down in New York town.
Bye, Sarah. She burned out. Bye, Sarah. Sarah, she burned up. By Sarah, she burned.
Wild wolves I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers, their tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's hard, and it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Rains are gonna fall. And what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? What did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers, their hands were blazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. I heard the sound of one person who said he was human. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard. It's a hard, and it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, who did you meet, my blue-eyed son? Who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard. Rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? Oh, what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back before the rain starts a-falling. I walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty. Where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters. Where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison. Where the executioner's face is always well hidden. Where hunger is ugly, where souls are forgotten. Where black is the color, where none is the number. And I tell it and think it and speak it and breathe it. And reflect from the mountain so all souls can see it. Then I stand on the ocean until I start sinking. But I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain. not gonna fall.
Shallow, shallow in the morning. Shallow, shallow brown. Shallow as the day is dawning. Shalom, shalom.
long expected good news from a fleet commanded by Lord Nelson, the French for to meet. And at length the news came over, and through the land was spread that the French was defeated, and Nelson was dead. Oh, he was as bold commander as sailed the ocean wide. He made the French surrender to his terrible broadside. And 100 fights he'd been in, and never a once was beat. Though he lost an eye and an arm likewise, no power could him defeat. Oh, this bold, undaunted hero, on the quarter-deck he stood. You would admire his actions with the decks awash with blood. When aloft, all in the rigging, a Frenchman fired a ball. And that was the cause of our bold Lord Nelson's fall. Well, up stepped the doctor in a hurry, he did say, "Oh, my lord, indeed I'm sorry to see you bleed this way. Oh, no matter, and no matter whatever about me, it's to me, gallant seaman, your first duty should be. So come all of you bold heroes, let the bottle pass around. For Nelson was loyal and true to the crown. And here's God bless all seamen who speak for his good, and likewise our fleet, and the brave Lord Collingwood. Oh, but mourning and mourn, oh, mourn and complain for the loss of Lord Nelson, who died on the main."
Oh, the great Louis Killen, the loss of Lord Nelson, Lord Nelson's fall. Oh, my, 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 my. Good stuff. That's from the 20th Mystic Seaport Festival album. Heard a couple of selections from their wonderful version of Bayou Sarah's Burning Down. I remember hearing that first with old Art Thiem, who fingerpicked it so nicely with those D'Addario strings. Alrighty, those light D'Addario strings. Bob Dylan there from the Widmer Sessions. These are songs that he sent to his publishers. These are demos, and some of them are awfully, awfully good. There's some pretty good stuff here. Wonderful version of A Hard Rain Gonna Fall. Every time I hear that, I think he adds different lyrics and pulls different things out and that kind of thing. We heard even a song where he forgot verses, and actually the whole thing is there later on. You know, we still have an hour left to go. Oh, yes, we do. We have lots more music, too. Mm-hmm. So you need to stick around and listen for that. We have a little bit of a calendar. And all of that is all happening in the next hour of the show. So you need to be sure and stick around for that. All righty, Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R. At WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. Alrighty, we're coming right back for lots more music. You just hold your horses, because we are coming back, because there's a lot of stuff we're going to bring around to the Rankin family, and they're going to bring us out. We'll be coming right back. You hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now. Thank you.
This week, we'll source our music in Ireland, Scotland, Brittany and North America as we track down some roots-inspired acoustic guitar music from great players like Tony McManus on the Thistle and Shamrock.
Join Fiona Ritchie in about an hour at 2 o'clock, right after the final hour of Inland Folk with Dan Marr, which is just about to begin. It's 1 o'clock now on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiaikuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.
Perhaps you feel every day is too busy. Meetings, deadlines, information overload. Sometimes you just need to regain your balance and composure. You'll find respite in Northwest Public Radio, a sanctuary of timeless classical music to clear your mind and soothe the spirit, every weekday from 9 to 4 or at nwpr.org.